All right. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okie dokie, I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you then.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. It's good to hear your voice.
And you also. And what shall we discuss?
Well, I've been chatting and laughing with Mary for a couple of hours, but now I was going to talk to you about was not having any fun in my life and needing to relax and laugh more. And I guess I took care of that morning for a few minutes anyway. So maybe let me see if I can switch my energy a bit and talk with you maybe just a minute about some simple focus stuff and some imagery that I've been getting, and then move into the more substantive stuff after my energy kind of settles down. So Mary and I have been talking about birds, so maybe my first question will be about Brenda and I both have red-breasted robins suddenly appearing in our life everywhere, and obviously that's a spring thing, but not usually in the South, and they seem to be appearing at rather strategic or intuitive moments, and we were both wondering if you might tell us what they're reflecting.
And what is your assessment of the reflection?
I think it's some connection from some essence, whether it's ourselves or maybe Bizu or Rose. There's something red in the energy, and it's just like a new supportive kind of energy that maybe we haven't noticed before.
It is a new supportive energy. And not necessarily that you haven't noticed previously, but that is being newly presented, an energy of encouragement, but also an energy of compassion. Now, I will express that, as you and many individuals are aware, that the essence of Rose does incorporate imagery of birds quite frequently, but this is not an expression of that essence of Rose. I will also express that this is an energy and an expression of the essence of Lawrence.
Of Lauren?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, okay.
Now, this...
Lawrence, like Vicky Lawrence?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This particular bird has been chosen by that essence, not birds in general, but this particular bird, robins, that this essence is very connected to the essence of Rose and expresses a very strong affinity with that essence, which the individual within physical focus that you recognize as Vicky, Victoria, was also very connected with this essence of rose. Therefore, non-physically, this essence has chosen one bird as a form of imagery to be connecting with individuals within physical focus. This is a projection of energy that this essence chooses in an expression of encouragement and in an expression of compassion. And therefore, this is what you are noticing and presenting to yourselves with this particular bird. You may also, if you are paying attention, begin to notice that when the essence of Lawrence is manipulating energy with this imagery, with robins, at times these robins may be exhibiting unusual behavior.
Yes.
They may be more curious. They may be more bold. They may be more willing to be in your presence for longer time frameworks than you would normally expect of a bird. And in that, they may not be as easily frightened.
Well, that is so interesting, because this one literally paces back and forth in front of my front windows, like it's some kind of a sentinel guarding my house. And it's just so strange, and it's just there, and it's just like knowing that there's just somebody out there looking out for me, but it's just this strange little robin that walks back and forth.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, because Brenda and I, neither one had any objective interaction with Vicky. She had disengaged before we started having interaction with you. Have we had previous focuses with Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would express to you, as I did with certain individuals subsequent to her disengagement, that although she chose not to physically participate any longer in this phenomenon or in this forum objectively, this essence does continue to participate in this shift and is continuing to participate in a supportive manner in relation to this phenomenon, which in that participates with individuals that are engaging myself. Therefore, whether you objectively interacted with her or met her within physical focus or not, that does not limit her interaction or her continued interaction in this forum and the supportiveness that this essence expresses in relation to the continuing interaction of myself with all of you.
Well, that's cool. I've been reading the early sessions from the beginning to end, and I really like her energy that she puts into the transcripts and her questions. So now I'll have a more direct connection. So that's really cool. Brenda and I've also both been experiencing multiple fives popping up all over the place. Are we giving ourselves some kind of message with fives? Suddenly, usually it's ones and fours, and now it's fives.
This is a number that you are connecting with each other.
Okay. And encouraging each other?
Yes.
Well, speaking of connections, I had an experience. It was on a dream state, maybe alpha state or something, in which I was doing the energy games, focusing on the lavender energy in the crown chakra. And I had a voice, my voice, but it wasn't me, asking somebody essences or something, or maybe Ruthana, who they were. And I had an answer that came back, and it said, "We are 36. Could you give me some kind of clarity on what that was?
And your impressions?
Well, at first I thought, okay, yay, I've got the 36 essences out there that are connecting with me. At another time, I thought it was my essence telling me that as an age, it's kind of strange, but like that was sort of this optimum age that this life was focusing at, which is kind of strange because I'm 54, not 36. So I don't know. I had those two associations.
Which I would acknowledge that these are two layers of the imagery, that the age of 36 is the identification of the associative age, which I have expressed previously with other individuals. You all incorporate an associative age in relation to yourselves, which in a manner of speaking is an optimum age that you perceive yourselves to be. It is not necessarily a precise number, but a generalized number, that this is approximately the age that you perceive yourself to be. All of you do this. You all generate an association of yourselves in which there is somewhat of a chosen age that you set, in a manner of speaking, as the perception of yourself. And in that, your perception of yourself does not necessarily age beyond that number. Your body consciousness does, and you view yourself as incorporating more age, and you designate each year of your focus with another number, but your association and your perception of yourself stops at a particular number, and that remains the associative age that you incorporate throughout your focus. Whether you are 42 or 55 or 96, your associative age remains that general number of 36.
Like, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this. So it seems, because, you know, I feel that, you know, just going along in my life and inside and in terms of even my body inside, I feel that there is this disconnect then when you look in the mirror and you realize that your body consciousness is at a different place. And so there seems to be a disconnect. Is there a possibility as we shift that the disconnect between the body consciousness and this associative age, that it will thin or narrow?
Yes.
Or is that just part of our physical existence?
Yes to both. Yes, your body consciousness does continue to age, for that is a part of the design of this reality, which is purposeful, for you do not choose to be engaging and involving yourself in this reality physically in any one focus for any actual extended time frame work. You choose to incorporate many focuses in this reality for what you would relatively term to be short or brief time frame works. Even if you incorporate a time frame work of a century, relatively speaking, that is a brief time frame work to engage this reality. And that is a part of the design of this reality. But I can also express that your other question in relation to shifting is somewhat valid also. But in shifting, even now, to an extent, but more so once the shift is completed, so to speak, that the influence of the associative age is greater in relation to the body consciousness, and therefore there is more of an evidence of the associative age with the body consciousness. Now, I will express to you that is already occurring to an extent, as you may notice or you may be somewhat aware of, that even now the influence of the associative age is affecting the body consciousness of individuals, that physically individuals display what you would term to be a younger appearance than has been expressed previously in your history. And not merely appearance, but individuals are also generating their directions and their experiences differently, that they are engaging actions in what you would term to be later time frameworks than have been expressed throughout your history. That within your history, until this point, generally speaking, individuals generated the perception of being an adult and incorporating the behaviors of what you define as responsible adults at ages of what you now view as adolescence, and that between the ages of 15 years and 20 years were considered throughout your history as being adult expressions, and in that the accumulation of age was much narrower, and individuals perceived themselves and were perceived in societies as incorporating much more age in the decades of 30s and 40s, whereas in this present time framework, the aspect of shifting in relation to age has become somewhat more obvious, that you incorporate a very different perception. Your perception of the decades of 30s and 40s and even 50s of your age brackets now are perceived as considerably young, and you are engaging behaviors and activities and actions that would have been engaged at much younger ages previously. In this, it also is influencing those younger ages, or the perception of younger ages, that individuals that incorporate the ages of teens and 20s are perceived now as being very young and not even entirely considered as being adults yet. In this, the body consciousness is also reflecting that to an extent. Individuals within the decade of the 20s are expressing the physical image much more similarly to what was previously expressed in adolescence. Individuals within the decades of their 30s and 40s are generating the physical appearances of individuals that previously expressed within their 20s. This is becoming much more common, and it is automatically being accepted as normal, that individuals are physically appearing younger than they were previously within your history. And it is not limited to merely appearance, that it is also being expressed in actual vocal tone, that individuals' voices are being expressed in a younger manner. Individuals within their 30s and 40s and even 50s present vocal tones and voice expressions that are more similar to adolescents and individuals within their 20s. That generally speaking, throughout your history, and it continues now also to an extent, but very differently, your vocal tones and your voice was another factor in relation to age. That your voice changes also in conjunction with your physical appearance. And your voice becomes lower in tones. It expresses in softer tones. It is less projected, therefore there is less volume in the vocalization, and this is also changing, that these alterations of voice are not changing to those lower tones, softer tones, and less volume until much later ages, beginning in many situations, not until an individual enters into the decades of their 70s or 80s.
Wow. Well, I mean, these changes, I'm trying to think of how they play out then in my life, especially in terms of relationships. I end up attracting to me men that are 8 to 10 years younger than me, and I keep thinking, well, I should be attracting to me somebody that's at my stage of life, so that our priorities and our goals match, and our life experiences. And is that a limiting association that's not keeping up with the reality of our existence in terms of age?
Yes. It is.
But it still seems it must, because, like, I've just met a man that we seem fairly compatible on so many dimensions, especially compared to Joe and I. And yet there are many goals or priorities related to his phase of life that still seem to be associated with age. Like he wants to have a family. And I guess I'm getting sidetracked here, but I guess I'm confused about continuing to draw to myself individuals that seem to have incompatible goals. Is this reflecting my confusion about stages of life, or just my confusion in drawing men to me?
Partially both. For these are very strong associations, and although you are physically presenting to yourself changes, and you display evidence to yourselves of these shifting changes, that does not necessarily automatically change the associations. Especially if you are not clearly aware of them and how they are influencing you. And let me express that the associations are not merely related to individuals in your age range either, that there are associations in younger age ranges that are very familiar and very established, such as at certain ages you engage a family. At certain ages, you engage a career. At certain ages, you do certain actions and you exhibit certain behaviors. Now, this is beginning to blur more and more, but this is not to say that those associations are not continuing to be considerably strong. Now, as to you yourself and drawing these individuals to yourself, there are different factors. Partially, it is a matter of your own associations that you have not entirely clearly defined, and therefore they are influencing and affecting whether they are valid or not. There are other aspects. Age now is much less of a factor in relation to generating a family. There is a much broader age spectrum in relation to generating a family and in caregiving children. That may not necessarily be a part of your actual expression at all. It may be more your own choices, and you are attributing that to age when that may not actually be the genuine factor. It may more so be your choices and your preferences to not incorporate that direction, regardless of age.
And I think that's really, it's not for me, age. It's just not something I want to express. And so I'm assuming that this any relationship with this person, it's not timed well, and yet we seem to have a strong initial interaction with with each other. Can I ask you what his essence name is? Paul Zoltan is who I'm referring to.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary's had such bad connections lately, I'm sorry.
Essence name. Vautier. V-O-T-I-E-R.
Okay. At one point I had thought something like veto, so that's not far away.
Ah, congratulations.
I never do essence names. Well, how many focuses have we shared? And while I'm asking focus numbers, how many focuses have you and I shared?
Wow.
And one of them, did you have a focus name of Lowell?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes I call you that. Was it the same focus in which I was Belle?
Yes.
And was there another essence that I know is Bob Goldsberry in Iowa City? Was he a focus in that? And either his name, his focus name, or his essence name is Kern? K-E-R-N?
Focus name, yes. And yes, okay. You are correct. That.
Okay. Was Sequoia a focus of yours?
No.
No, okay. Well, then I got that one wrong. Okay. Let me see if there. I also wanted to see if the focus Eric, the essence Eric, has a current focus as James Marsters.
Yes.
Okay. We've been trying to find him for a while. Okay. Let me move back to Seth. Oh, no, I forgot. I had one for Brenda. She wanted to know if she has a focus as the as a goddess of Pleiades or Pleiadian goddess Maya.
Yes.
And her friend, I can't remember her friend's name, maybe O'Haley, is she also one of these goddesses in that dimension?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll report back to her. And I had a question about Linda Reuther. It's rather strange that I'm Linda with an I and she's Linda with a Y, although I started out my life as Linda as a Y, and her essence name is Reuther. And mine is Rufana. Her husband was Dan, and mine was Dana, so one letter difference. Her boyfriend is Joey, and I've been with Joe for four years. So we have these coincidences. Is there some reason for this?
Counterpart.
Okay. Well, that was my assumption. So, I mean, are the names just reflective of our similar nature, or just meant as cues to us?
They are indicators of this counterpart action. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Okay. And she asked, and so we confirmed we've had 632 focuses together. Is the current number of focuses around 932?
More.
Wait, I mean, for my individual focuses.
More.
Four?
More.
for what? I'm sorry.
No, not for. More.
Oh, more. More. Oh, I've passed 932?
Yes.
Oh, I've been a busy person. Because I was pretty sure that I was just really tired of this entire reality. And I just keep adding, Ruthon and I are having a disconnect on this one. So what is my current number?
$1,926.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, Ruthon and I are going to have a talk about this. Yeah, that's just way over the top. Okay. All right. I'm going to have to think about that. Wasn't expecting that one. All right. Let me get back to this focus. It's been a little bit traumatic last year, and Joe has moved out at my insistence. My assessment of the relationship was that our disconnect over values and guidelines weren't going to change, and I just had a sense that what I felt like was Joe's dependency wasn't going to change, and that his expectations of me weren't ever going to be comfortable, something that I would ultimately be comfortable with. His life is really bad right now. Sometimes it just seems like his life is hell, and I try to, tell myself that this is his creation, and yet he places blame on me, and I can understand that in objective moments that that's not true. But at other times, I just have this tremendous guilt about what he's going through, and then I have these doubts or questioning, wondering whether I could have been more open, and wondering if there were opportunities that I missed in which the relationship might have been different than what I thought it was.
Let me express to you, my friend, that this is very unconstructive in its direction. In actuality, it is somewhat destructive. And I would be very encouraging of you not to engage this type of direction. Speculating and playing the what-if game is a very destructive direction to engage. And it leads you into discounting of yourself. It can lead you into blaming yourself, opposing yourself. These are not empowering actions, and therefore I would be very discouraging of this type of direction. What are you expressing guilt in relation to?
I think it must be this association that relationships are meant to be enduring, and that there's a solution out there, and that I didn't try hard enough, or maybe even more important is that my particular values, having those that make me not a very loving person in regard to this man, that if I had been able to be looser with those values, that I might have been more loving and been able to save the relationship?
Let me express to you once again, this is very destructive and a waste of energy. But you can engage this circle indefinitely and not actually offer yourself a viable or realistic or even reasonable answer. Let me express to you in this manner.
Do I still do that in regard to my marriage?
To an extent, yes. And I would express to you, visualize yourself presently as a duck. You are now a duck. And as a duck, you incorporate a lovely long neck and lovely feet that paddle water very effectively. Your feathers are very smooth and quite waterproof and very efficient, and you incorporate beautiful colors in being this duck. Your tail wiggles very friendly and very effectively, and you express a lovely quack. Now, you are the duck. And in that, you can express to yourself as often and repeatedly as you choose that if you tried harder to be a flamingo, that perhaps you could actually transform yourself into being a flamingo. But regardless of how often you question that and how much you try, you will remain a duck, for you are a duck. And you will not transform yourself into a flamingo. Your bill will not grow in a curved manner. It will not change color. It will not protrude from your small head in the manner that a flamingo's does. Your little duck legs will not grow and be exceptionally long, and your feathers will not change color and grow in a different direction. You will remain a duck regardless of how hard you try to be a flamingo. Therefore, is it not ludicrous and ridiculous for you to feel guilty about being a duck, or for you to discount yourself, or for you to question yourself that you did not try hard enough to be that flamingo when you are not a flamingo, you are a duck? In this, it is also a matter of recognizing that The other individual is creating their reality also. Has that been stated clear enough in this statement? The other individual...
I heard you say that one a few times.
The other individual is creating their own associations and their choices and their expressions. You cannot create another individual's choices. You cannot generate happiness for another individual. Just as you cannot hurt another individual unless they are generating that expression of hurt, regardless of what your intention is. Even if you want to hurt another individual, if they do not receive that energy in that capacity, and if they are already not generating their own discounting of themselves or their own denial of themselves, you cannot hurt them. You also cannot make them happy. These are choices of the individuals. Just as no other individual in your reality can generate happiness for you, you cannot generate it for any other individual either. These are choices, and you do not choose for other individuals, and they do not choose for you. Therefore, if the other individual is unhappy, if the other individual is dissatisfied and uncomfortable, this is not your doing. This is not your fault. This is not your blame. Regardless of how much the other individual may wish it to be, or how much the other individual may express that, it is not valid. It is not correct. And in your terms, it is not true.
Okay. I think I just needed to hear. I mean, I know I heard you tell others that. I think I just needed to hear you say that. And
you are generating.
In my specific context, which is a crutch, I know, but it helps. It helps to hear you.
You are generating your choices, my friend, and in this you are offering yourself more and more information, and in that information you are becoming more and more aware of you and of your natural flow and of your preferences and of your genuine self, of who you are, and what your actual natural expressions are, and what your interests are. And in that, you are beginning, very much beginning, to allow yourself to explore you and the genuineness of you and your own freedom and what is actually your own passion and your own interest and your curiosities. What are your directions? And what do you want? And you are... barely scratching the surface of that new discovery of yourself. And in this, I continue to commend you and tremendously encourage you in this direction, and very much discourage you from blaming yourself or assuming responsibility for other individuals and their choices when you are so newly engaging expressing responsibility for your own choices. And in this, responsibility for your own choices is not blame. Responsibility for your own choices is allowing. It is moving in the direction of intentionally, objectively expressing your freedom. And recognizing that the most ultimate importance is you. That is being responsible for you. Not incorporating guilt or blame or fault. That is not being responsible to you. That is incorporating personal responsibility for other individuals. And not honoring you. Being responsible to you is honoring you. And in that, you are a newly expressed babe in this direction. Do not sully this new, fresh expression with old, familiar mud.
Yes, I hear you, and I shall reflect on that. It is amazing, the expectations I tend to pile on. Oh, I wonder if that is related in a similar line. Brenda and I both are feeling somewhat restless, maybe a little bit rudderless, and wanting this direction, this dream we've envisioned of living somewhere in the same place, and we're pretty and with a community and her with her bakery and so forth. We keep sensing that, okay, the timing's, we're not generating the timing, and it's not yet happening. And so I guess my question and hers is, well, are we reading that correctly, that the creation's happening, it's just the timing's not there yet, and we'll know it, we'll have more clear and immediate signals when the timing is right?
Yes, and you are moving in this direction, and in that, part of your restlessness is excitement.
Oh, okay. Because I keep thinking that the restlessness is something I should be trying to get rid of. And
no!
That's my automatic response.
No, it is not bad. It is an encouragement. It is excitement.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's nice to know. That will be helpful. Well, I heard that the timer, and Mary and I chatted for a couple of hours, so she is probably probably ready to be rid of me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. It's amazing, the energy and the encouragement, and I will listen to your messages over and over and put them into practice and try not to be so automatically moving in the other direction.
Very well, and I shall be present with you and continue to encourage you. And pay attention to your robins, for they are encouraging you also.
I will. That's wonderful new imagery to appreciate. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting in tremendous lovingness to you. And you may offer my greetings to your siblings.
You knew that she was disappointed, didn't you, that she didn't get to say goodbye to you last time?
And you may express my genuine lovingness to her also. And to you, my dear friend, tremendous supportiveness and great affection. Au revoir.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.